This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jay James in for my good friend Coy Barefoot, away on assignment. We continue with information. We all know recently we lost a young member of our community. Matthew Stephen King, originally from Clemson, South Carolina, was a grad student in mathematics at the University of Virginia and had a very, what proved to be ultimately a fatal collision. With a Department of Public Works flusher truck here in the city of Charlottesville at the intersection of 4th and West Main. So is this an issue that we need to look into more further, or is it a random occurrence that's tragic? We're going to talk a little bit more with that, with the mayor of Charlottesville, who's always kind enough to give us time, and we certainly do appreciate it. Dave Norris is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Jay. How are you?
Good. All right, man. Well, thanks for being here. So I'm sure, Dave, you've gotten some inquiries, and I know you're very respectful of the many constituencies in the city of Charlottesville, and the biking community is one that's very active and fairly large. So what have people been saying? Do they view this as, hey, this is something that's unfortunate, it's tragic, it happened, or do they see it as an issue that needs to warrant the attention of the council?
I think it's a little bit of both, actually. I think accidents do happen. It's always tragic when they do happen. And express my condolences to the family of the young man that was killed in this accident. On the other hand, we always have to ask ourselves, how can we make our streets safer for bicyclists, for drivers, for that matter, for pedestrians and others? Mm-hmm. And We have sort of an ongoing conversation in the community about good ways to do that. Well before this incident, we had created a pedestrian and bicycle safety committee to look at some ideas for making our streets even safer. I think a lot of bicyclists feel like there are things that work well here in Charlottesville to make bicyclists safe. And there are aspects of our bicycle infrastructure, if you will, that need to be improved. And so it's an ongoing dialogue. And regardless of this really unfortunate incident, we've got to, as I said, got to keep pushing bigger and better ideas for making our streets safer for our citizens.
We're talking with Dave Norris, mayor of Charlottesville, and we're referencing the tragic accident that occurred at 4th and West Main on Monday around 9 a.m. All right. Well, Dave, have you heard, I guess, some of the suggestions? Because the only reason I ask is I'm looking at Charlottesville. I see a lot of bike lanes. I really do. I mean, I think it's pretty conducive if somebody wants to bike in this community. So, you hear from people that think that there still could be improvements made?
Sure. I mean, one of the potential solutions is, how do we create more dedicated bicycle and pedestrian paths in the city so that bicyclists and pedestrians aren't always having to share the road with vehicles, with cars and trucks and buses and whatnot. We've done a little bit of this, and we've done a lot sort of on the periphery of the city with the increasing bike access and pedestrian access on the Ravenna Trail. But in terms of inside the city, that's where I think we really need to figure out where might there be opportunities to create dedicated bike and pedestrian trails. We advocated for some legislation this year in the General Assembly that would allow communities like ours to work with the railroad companies who own rights of way along the train lines to do what a number of communities have done in other parts of the country, and create dedicated bicycle pedestrian paths in the railroad rights of way, where they're not competing, they're not in the same space as the train lines, but using some of the right of way that the train lines own. That's one example. We've just got to look and see how we can continue to push that particular envelope. I think education is another big piece of this. We had couple representatives from the Alliance for Community Choice and Transportation Act who spoke at our city council meeting on Monday night about what more we can be doing to educate drivers and bicyclists about ways to share the road peacefully, if you will. These particular individuals have just gone through some training recently on how to help a community, your community, through education, make the streets safer for bicyclists. So I think there's a number of things that we can do. Signage is always, something we're mindful about. Intersection improvements, just down the line.
Yeah. We're talking with Dave Norris, mayor of the city of Charlottesville, kind enough to join us at 4:23. Matthew Stephen King, who passes away on Monday at the intersection of 4th and West Main, was on a bicycle hit by a city vehicle accidentally, obviously, which caused a fatality. And then, Dave, there was the second accident later that night, which I'm sure doesn't help the situation. When you guys, and I'm sure there's always an investigation and a review, and what we know, there'll be no... Everybody's pretty much satisfied that it was completely accidental. When you look at some of the things that you were talking about, Charlottesville's issues with being you're pretty much landlocked, and the costs of expanding lanes or doing all that kind of stuff, are these kind of the significant challenges that are going to make it hard for you guys, as great as ideas may be, to in the very near future implement some changes if you see that they're warranted?
Well, one of the issues, and it's partly a choice, is we've striped bike lanes in most areas of the city that can accommodate them, where you see a lot of bicycling activity. But the streets where we may not have gotten bike lanes on them, it's a lot of times it's because there's on street parking there, And at certain times, council's been willing to remove on-street parking to make way for bikes. And I think that question is going to be asked again: is are we willing to make that choice? Particularly in places like West Main Street or other parts of the city where it would be easier to get a bike lane somewhere if we were to take away on-street parking. Of course, it's undoubtedly going to generate an outcry from merchants and others who rely on those on-street parking spaces to allow their customers to patronize their businesses. That's a trade-off that we're been hesitant to make in the past, but maybe in the future, in the near future, that's something that we'll take a harder look at.
Yeah, and our last couple of moments, Dave Norris, kind enough to join us, mayor of the city of Charlottesville. You know that. And we're talking with him about a couple of things, primarily pedestrian and bike issues. Obviously, it's all been brought to our attention due to the fatality that occurred on Monday morning. All right. Lastly, before I let you go, Dave, at 4:25, one of the stories we're following here at WINA is that the group that has continued to dialogue about the fact that they're against the Meadow Creek Parkway. We understand that. And they're calling for, they continue to call for construction delays. So all I'm asking you, because do you have a feeling on how any of this will play out? Or do you just go,
I do.
You do have a feeling of how it's going to end? Because I'm like, man, yeah. There's something new every single day on this.
Well, we had the same question. So we asked our city attorney to meet with all the key parties, both the city staff and others that are working on the project itself and the opponents of the project to figure out exactly what the timeline is here and what needs to happen when. And I think we've got it down now. We've got two more federal permits that have to come through for the project to move forward. One comes from the Army Corps of Engineers, one comes from Federal Highways. We are asking staff to see what we can do and asking the federal government to see if we can expedite those permits, get them done sooner rather than later, get them done simultaneously. That will then allow the process to unfold whereby the opponents of the road can do what they need to do in terms of they're going to file a lawsuit. We've known that for years. And get that resolved quickly so that we know in a relatively short period of time here whether or not the courts are going to strike down this project or send us back to square one or let it move forward. It's largely out of our hands at this point. And that court decision, we're expecting all of this to happen in the next few months. So we will know, hopefully within 3 or 4 months from now, whether or not the court's going to put an injunction on this project. And if not, I predict, you'll see construction start, at least on the city's portion of the road, later this summer.
I almost want to be like, hey, all of you legal people, make a decision. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Either way.
Yeah.
Let's decide either way.
Exactly. All right, man. Dave Norris, mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Man, appreciate the time, man.
And, always a pleasure, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Have a good evening. Take care. All right. That's Dave Norris here on WINA. We'll archive that for you at WINA.com. 428, our phone lines are always open at 977-1070. Let's go to Steve, who's been waiting patiently on line one. Steve, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Jake?
What's up, brother, man? What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about the bicycle situation. I was trying to catch the mayor's ear before he left. But, you know, there's this really nice potential bike path that up until recently no cars could go on called the Downtown Mall. But It's been banned for a long time. I mean, you could get all the bikes off of Market Street and Water Street. And, you know, hey, there's a nice, you know, little section where it could be safe to ride a bike.
Yeah, and I guess what's been the issue? They think you're going to run into too many pedestrians down there? Or
I don't know. I mean, I used to sneak and do it when I was a kid. And, you know, and I know the cops ride their bikes on it, and I don't know how many people actually get run over, but I think the odds of, you know, are a little bit fair, bike versus pedestrian, as it is bike versus car.
Yeah, and I mean, the point is well taken. You got, if you look at West Main and West Main Street, there's parking for that business district area of the city for obvious reasons. And when you're coming up that hill on 4th Street or you're trying to turn down it, anybody coming up it or whatever the case, it's hard to see. You know, that light is not the best light, and there's not much you can do with it because we do live in the Piedmont and it's hilly terrain. So it's like, well, what do you do?
That wouldn't necessarily help that intersection, but yeah. But, you know, there's some things that I think they could look at, maybe changing some just city ordinances to make it safer for cyclists.
Sounds good to me, man.
Cool, man. Later.
All right. Have a good evening. Take care. That's Steve on line number one. All right. We 4:30. We got to get ready to head to the 24-hour local news center. We'll take, if this is one more on it, Michael, we can take it before we go to the break, even though we're slightly late. But let me know, my friend. And otherwise, we'll go. Hey, a couple of stories that we are following in the 24-hour local news center as well. No phone zones, as far as pronounced by the Virginia Department of Transportation. Chris Callahan is going to have details on all of that coming up here momentarily. Let's go to one more, though, on this bike pedestrian issue. Good evening, caller. Thanks for being with us. What's your name and welcome to the program?
Yeah, Danny. And I have a comment about the bikes. I drive through there a lot, and the bikes are a lot of times the ones disobeying the laws. I mean, they run the lights, they don't stop, they don't get over, they cross at bad places. And then how come the police don't ticket the bike people? And that would make it safer, I think. And I'm going to get offline and listen to the comments, because it's just, to me, you know, cars don't want to hit bikers.
That's right.
And if the bike people would start obeying some of the traffic laws, like in skateboarders as well, if they would obey some of the traffic laws and ride where they're supposed to ride, and you know, it would be a lot safer for everybody. I mean, certainly the cars don't want to hit the bikers, but if they're riding sporadically and disobeying laws and running red lights and, you know, not watching the walk and not walk signs or whatever bikes are supposed to do, it would make it a lot safer for everybody.
Your point is very well taken, because I've seen people driving in the middle of the street
or
riding in the middle of the street. So you do have people that obey it, have the proper illumination or reflections, but you got a lot of people that don't. And that's an issue too in itself, my friend.
So, okay, thank you.
Good point. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's Danny on line two. Hey, it's a community discussion that will need to happen.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.